One of the city's best-kept secrets is a cozy spot where people can unleash their creative talents. The Burlington Public Libraries, BPL. Makerspace at its central branch boasts a wide selection of state-of-the-art technology and machines to help the community create some impressive works of art, gifts and more. One of the library's lesser-known services, the Makerspace, is a do-it-yourself, communal, creative studio on the third floor where you can design, create and use the equipment to complete projects. Makerspace coordinator Ryan Miller said some 200 people come to use the space on average each month. "It's really nice to see people using the equipment, designing their own functional pieces," he said. "We see a lot of people start here and then get so successful they move on. It's certainly one way for the library to reimagine its role to attract new and different groups of people to the library in a rapidly changing tech world." Miller, along with Makerspace staff Patrick Seichner and Chris Howard, is available to help users navigate through the processes of machines that can appear daunting. Monthly classes are also held in the evenings for small groups who are shown what the equipment is capable of and how to use it. "We are here to help. The expectation is that people work on their projects, and we are there if you need us." The on-site equipment includes a laser cutter, a large-format photo printer and scanner, a 3D printer, a vinyl cutter and vinyl printer, and an embroidery machine. Materials, such as plywood, acrylic, rubber and mylar, are available for those who want to create simple craft items or build components for large-scale projects. Users are charged only for the materials they use, not for use of the equipment, and most costs are minimal. The laser cutter cost is $5 for 30 minutes of cutting time. Material costs vary, depending on what is required. Creators can engrave on materials such as cloth, cork, glass, leather, marble, metals, wood and tile. Rubber can be used to make custom rubber stamps. A quick search of laser cutting projects on Pinterest or Etsy displays the vast number of things people are creating. The vinyl cutter costs $2 per foot, and can be used to cut vinyl, static cling vinyl, paper adhesive stickers, wall flare vinyl, canvas and heat transfer vinyl. Those who want to do 3D printing are asked to drop off 3D designs on a USB key. Staff will provide an estimate for the cost of the job and let them know when the work has been completed, since some designs can take several hours using the MakerBot Replicator Z18. This machine can print prototypes and parts at a vastly lower cost than industrial 3D printers. The large-format photo printer and scanner is a great way to print large photos or duplicate artwork that people have created. The space also features a Genome MemoryCraft 500E embroidery machine that allows users to embroider on all types of fabric: natural fibers, cotton, linen and wool, fine fabrics such as silk, satin, taffeta and velvet, knits, and synthetics, denim and upholstery. Cost is $2 per every 5,000 stitches. The machine can be used to personalize items with monograms or more elaborate designs. The possibilities are never-ending. In the next month, a button maker will be added that will allow people to create 1.5-inch buttons. Miller believes the button maker will be especially attractive to younger library users who can color or sketch their own designs to make into a button. Cost is 25 cents button. Eventually, users will be able to use the maker to create magnets and keychains. Miller's passion for the space is obvious, and he's only too happy to show curious onlookers what they can do in the space. "It's skill building, gives people confidence and they enjoy the experience of being here," he said, noting the laser cutter as the most popular of the equipment. Miller, Seichner and Howard are available to help users navigate through the process, and monthly classes are held in the evenings for small groups who are shown what the equipment is capable of and how to use it. Other services are also available in the space, including VHS to DVD transfers, a sewing machine and a serger. And stay tuned for a special event in March when 25 participants can learn how to customize their wedding with everything wedding related. Makerspace opened in 2016 and moved to its larger, well-lit location, complete with terrific views of Central Park, in 2021, replacing Adult Fiction, which was relocated to the second floor. Burlington isn't the only local library with such services. Oakville Public Library's Creative Zone at the Glen Abbey and Iroquois Ridge branches is similar, featuring free access to equipment and software, while Milton Public Library has a MakerBot replicator. For questions about using the equipment or to pre-book a time slot to use the equipment so that you have dedicated time to complete a project, call 905-639-3611 extension 1302. Walk-ins are welcome, as long as equipment is available. A library card is not required to use the makerspace. Makerspace is open Mondays, Fridays and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., closed 1 to 2 p.m. on Saturdays, and from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. For more details, visit the Makerspace page on the BPL website.